And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Southern Comfort.
Hey, welcome to the BFM studio, Stephen from Hancock's. How are you?
Really good, guys. Really good. How are you?
Also cruising some flannel, going with the green.
We, yes.
Don't, you, Sam, shouldn't be seen in the same place. It might feel like...
Well, no, Sam's wearing red.
I have to play some grunge real quick. That's what I mean. Might be too much.
I've spent the day chopping down trees. I've got like a full-blown lumberjack.
I'm actually trying to think. I think I need to get a few more flannel in my game. I think I've only got one and it's not that flash.
I went really high-pitched. No. It's not flannel. It's more plaid.
Yeah, there you go.
The 60s called. They want their outfit back.
Oh, well. Hey, that was a good time. And I see you've got a good time with us. You've got the aged Southern Comfort.
Yes, indeed. I spent a little bit more time than I care to admit in the office today trying to think about what we were going to make. Because we've done Southern Comfort for 2 months now.
Right. This is the sort of the crowning jewel as well. It looks like you're keeping it simple, which I appreciate.
Yeah. You know, we've gone from espresso martinis to stuff with jam to this, that, the other. And I'm going to make a really simple cocktail with 3 ingredients and I'm going to stir it with a butter knife.
I'm seeing, is that like a French item over there? Is that vermouth?
It is. It's sweet vermouth.
From, is it? Did I pick the country? No.
It's actually
Italian.
Gallia.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Those similar fonts, similar vibes.
Yeah, aren't they? Same time, different.
I'm just a big fan of this Dolan vermouth. Actually, I do.
You grabbed that
like
with
it.
A bit of gusto, John.
It's good. I like it.
Wait, it says France on it.
Nah.
can I open it?
Yeah, please do.
1821, John. Just be careful. Right?
I like this.
I like it.
I like it. Okay. Getting some smelling notes.
The vermouth, basically, it started off with the wine. And then spirit was to fortify it with lots of different herbs and spices is the simplest and easiest way I can describe it.
Quickly, how much is a bottle of Dolan vermouth going back?
You could pick that up for $4.99.
Okay, sweet. Yeah.
It smells like a kind of a grunty dessert wine or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Not as sweet.
Yeah,
not
totally.
Not as
totally.
Sugary as visks.
Got you.
And you brought in some Fee Brothers bitters.
Yes, indeed.
Well, and it... Is this like some of them being a bit funky, but is this just like classic?
Just a classic bitters.
What is it with bitters and it has to be wrapped in like an A3 piece of paper?
There is a story that goes with that escapes me right now. But they were originally made as a tonic, as a
elixir of sorts.
Elixir of sorts
to improve vitality.
Just calm down,
right? I think the original story goes. They made the labels for bottles that were much bigger.
That makes sense.
And then they couldn't get hold of the bottles, so they had to put it in smaller bottles. But
no, lazy is good. I can relate to that.
The same labels on.
Sounds like they were kicking ass back then.
Is there like a treasure map on the other side or anything that exciting?
There isn't. There
is.
Like, I'm gutted.
Wait, is there a pirate that begins with Q? Because we named the Cyclone after that.
Quickbeard.
Cyclone Quickbeard.
So this is just going to be built in. Is this a tumbler? Is this kind of like a wine glass without a stem?
It is a stemless wine glass.
By the way, everyone, we actually had a climate/weather forecaster tell us that they're skipping Q, going straight to R.
Here they are.
The service produces a list of names for the season, and they use that for all cyclones that form in Southwest Pacific. Man, I think our stock's gone up a bit when you have a climate scientist texting in.
Science brought to you by some of it.
I love a bit of science.
So,
I guess what cocktails are science?
Well,
you just described the glass. It looks like a lopped off wine glass. Is that what it is?
It's a stemless wine glass. We're going to make Manhattan.
Martini. Is this a Manhattan?
We're making a Manhattan. Invariably, Manhattans come in martini glasses. Okay. I wanted to make it in a wine glass and stir it with a butter knife just to go to show you. You don't need all the fancy equipment at home. Mm-hmm. You can literally use whatever you've got because, let's be honest, that ain't changing the taste.
There's 3 ingredients.
Mm. So I'm going to stand myself up.
You've got some ice, which you've managed to get from Shadows.
We managed to buy from the bar next door, correct?
Which is very impressive.
I was saying off air, the Shadows would generally chase us out of there with a pitchfork if we went in there and asked for ice.
But we're actually starting to open up the relationship with Shadows, and we've got a little community that likes to go over to Shadows from time to time.
Oh, I know a guy. I can neither confirm nor deny that this ice fell away.
Now, what sort of pour? What sort of pour of the Southern Comfort Black is going into the stemless wine glass?
60 milliliters.
Okay, so we this is going to be punchy.
Punchy. Punchy. Okay.
Punchy.
Punchy. we're going to go in with.
Are you freaking out, John?
Free pour. Free pour of vermouth.
A splash.
Yeah.
A punch.
Dollop.
A dollop.
Is that? Wait a minute. There must be differences in these. This lingo.
Oh, I'm sure there are. Answering a postcard to bighungry.co.nz.
Are you kind of more looking for a colour change and then you know to stop? Or?
Oh, there you go.
No, we're just. The Southern Comfort, it is quite sweet, it's quite fruity, it's quite rich. We just want to cut through that with some dryness.
Mint.
So, ironically, even though it's called sweet vermouth, it is quite dry.
Right on, okay. Yeah, vermouth, totally like that. I get it.
Oh, I love the smell of the vermouth.
There you go.
Let's
you
buy.
Wrap your nasal passages around that.
Get back in there.
Now, the beauty of the ice, I don't know if you can see this at home, but you can definitely hear it. The ice being in a jug,
yes,
is I can just pour it straight in.
A roughly $8 jug.
I should have just made the drinks in this and poured it into the glasses, right?
But that would have been a
here
little.
Here we are.
Oh, crap.
Ice! It's an ice storm.
From a height. Yo. Very nice.
Some great Foley.
We got the ratio so good. Like glass number one, all the ice. Glass number two, some of the ice. Glass number three, none of the ice.
So doing the math there on the back of the bottle, I could have 22 of these if I had a bottle of Southern Comfort. With some friends.
No.
No? How many, like, is that two drinks? Two?
Yeah.
Like standard drinks?
Out of a 700ml bottle, yes, you'll get 23 30ml shots with a little bit left over.
Got ya.
So you're doing 60ml pours, halve it.
Understood.
So what's half of 23? Quick math, go.
Carry the four, roughly less.
Wait, hang on. Are we figuring out how much vermouth just went in?
Or is just it get your mind off vermouth. What
is it the vermouth?
There's more. There's Southern Comfort here as well, mate.
I'm just trying to figure out the free fall.
Mint, I'm going to listen back to this podcast so I can figure out how you did that math. So you're stirring this right now with a butter knife. You're going blade end down.
I am, because I would hate to fall and stab myself in the eye. Always got to be responsible when we drink those.
I think every knife at BFM is a butter knife. Like a safety thing.
Yeah, I love you guys, but I wouldn't trust you with anything above a knitting needle, to be quite fair. And we're just going to go in with a splash of aromatic bitters.
Shit, I forgot about it. Okay, great. This is going to be interesting.
One splash.
Just a.
There you go.
Okay.
Now I'm putting this in after I've stirred it because it's just going to kind of sit and float on the top. Because this glass is quite tall.
I can see it in there.
When you lift it to your mouth, you're going to have to get your nose right into the glass to drink it. And because the bitters are floating on the top, it's going to give it an amazing aroma.
Oh, the bitters really has changed. Because I just took a whiff of this before the bitters went in. The bitters really made a difference to the aroma.
So yeah, and what, smells, two-thirds of taste, that old chestnut. Ask your climate scientist, he'll know.
I feel like I'm getting a she vibe, but you never know with the text machine.
Cinnamon.
What, are you saying words?
Cinnamon.
I'm better at Q.
Butter.
Cyclone's named with a Q, to be honest.
Big Macs.
Just smells like sherbet to me, it's lovely.
Yeah, delicious.
Highly drinkable. A little bit dangerous that, isn't it? Take it easy.
So you think?
It's really sweet.
Surprisingly sweet. Southern Comfort is. It's a whiskey liqueur. So you look at, you know, certain coffee tequilas out there.
This is a really good time. I'm enjoying
tequila
this a lot.
Based. Yeah, cool.
It's very nice.
Good. Domination.
What's this called?
It's a Manhattan.
A Manhattan.
So we'll call it a...
You know what? I just don't... These things aren't in my...
Repertoire,
yeah. Manhattan. I need to rock up and say words like this more often to bars.
Just walk into a bar and yell Manhattan.
Do I have to say, please make it with the Southern Comfort, or would they make it with some random ass?
They usually make it with an American whiskey.
Okay.
Many, many moons ago, the World Show was being held in New York, and each of the five boroughs of New York created a drink. There was a Manhattan, the Bronx, the Queens, there was a Brooklyn. And I forget the other.
They must have been crap because I haven't heard any of those ones.
Exactly. Well, the Manhattan, the Manhattan's only really one that stood the test of time. A lot of them went missing after Prohibition.
Right on. Okay.
The Bronx is actually a delicious gin-based drink.
Interesting.
So yeah,
it might be worth exploring this actually. At least we could do the five boroughs so delicious at some point.
Throw out a couple of Google searches, and you'll be amazed what you can find.
Sweet and dry.
So yeah, so something of it is. It is a whiskey liqueur.
We're liqueur. Using the darker Southern Comfort, by the way.
Southern, Southern Comfort Black, which is 40% ABV. I think we used it a couple of weeks back when we did the espresso martini.
Right on.
Yeah, it's real good.
What sort of, if you're going to recommend an occasion for a Manhattan, when, what's peak activity or peak time of the day?
I don't know. When's it socially acceptable to drink?
Well, I mean, you could always play off the fact that it's probably time in Manhattan.
There we are.
And then carry on from there.
It's midnight in Manhattan.
Yeah, man.
For me, this would be a delicious after-dinner cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Something with a lot of meat. Yeah. You're having a big barbie.
You haven't got much room in there because this is just like a lovely little drink, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not a lot of filler. It's all killer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like that. Very Do you make that up yourself?
Nah.
Copyright it.
Okay, super easy. In a stemless wine glass, 60ml SoCo Black. I guess, was it Dolan Chambeau Vermouth to taste? Or
just call it 20ml.
Freeport, 20ml. A splash of Fee Brothers bitters went in last after you'd given it a bit of a stir with some ice.
There we go.
And easy peasy.
Lemon or Seven Comfort Squeezy.
Thanks, Hancocks. Yeah. Thanks, Southern Comfort.
Yeah, thank you very much,
Good
Southern Comfort.
Good morning, Mrs.
You know, I'm quite sad, actually, because this is the last one we're doing.
I will see you around.
Yeah, of course we will. But, you know, we've done 2 months now. It's been a really good run. Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, right back at you. It's obviously our pleasure. Obviously.
Yeah, a heartfelt thank you to Hancocks and Southern Comfort for coming in, giving up your time and getting behind this great segment known as Cocktail Corner, which is 21 years old this year.
Wow.
Kia ora.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Southern Comfort.